breeze out of the southwest and 32 degrees.
Craig, can you see a cloud anywhere, actually? I'm just...
No.
Okay.
Well, it is kind of wisp over farther south.
All right.
Farther
but
south.
I'm looking a little more north, and it just looks like sort of a blue sky.
Yeah.
A little bit of a white cast in the distance, but a nice Valentine's Day here at AM 930 WEOL, and we are broadcasting live from the Dunkin' Donuts, the brand-new Dunkin' Donuts on Lorraine Road, where everybody comes into the drive-thru and picks up coffee.
It's amazing. The business, you know, when I got here at about 6:40 or so, you know, boy, a steady stream of cars just going through that drive-thru.
Well, they're fueling up. They stop at some of the gas stations around here as well, and also for them, pick up the Dunkin' Donuts coffee or maybe some of the heart-shaped donuts. Go to the office, bring it in, be the hero of the office when you bring the donuts in. And this portion of our North Coast Building Industry Association Spotlight on North Ridgeville is brought to you by Bogner Family Funeral Home and Cremation Services in North Ridgeville. Visit BognerFamilyFuneralHome.com. And we have David Bogner with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
When we spotlight a community, it's hard to, as much as it's an odd thing to say, funeral homes are really a part of the community.
Absolutely.
As somebody who's been there for many years, you get to know families through different, obviously, circumstances, but it is something that's needed. What is it about North Ridgeville that you really like having your business there?
Well, you know, I grew up in North Ridgeville. It's been my home since, past 50 years. So nobody's going to have to guess my age, I guess. But, my parents started a first funeral home here in town back in 1963. And then my wife, Mary Beth, and I opened our current location. It's been 20 years now. And
wow, 20 years for that location.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, so and we've watched our community grow. And it's wonderful to see new businesses, just like the Dunkin' Donuts here, coming to town. And it's great to see us, the community, grow. And our business has grown along with that. You know, we've had a... as our community is growing, and we have more and more families coming in and planning their celebrations of life in advance. And so we get calls all the time where people are coming in and wanting to set things up ahead of time and relieve their family of that burden.
Well, you've been, as a family business, seeing this as a young person now and sort of in charge. Has the way people are celebrating someone's life changed over time? What do you see as far as how that goes with different generations wanting to be able to share their loved one's life with others?
I appreciate you calling me young. Thank you. But yes, it has evolved. The days of having two or three days worth of visitation and then the funeral on the fourth day is unheard of anymore. But our facilities now are much larger, and we can accommodate more people in a shorter period of time, making it more accommodating for the family. And then, of course, we've seen a rise in the cremation rate also. People are choosing a cremation and then possibly burial, or taking the cremated remains home, or whatever they choose. So several years ago, we opened our own crematory right here at our facility, and we're actually the first full service funeral home in the county to have their own crematory directly on site. So your loved one doesn't have to go anywhere else for that cremation process to take place.
You're down the road on Center Ridge, and there's an old cemetery there.
Yes.
Kind of like sort of the old style, how things with giant headstones and markers and things like that. That doesn't seem to be the way things are going now for most people.
Well, you'd be shocked, but Ridgeville Cemetery still has space.
Really?
Yes, it does. After all these generations, there are still Sunland grave spaces, and that's owned by the city of North Ridgeville. Yes.
You mentioned the celebrations of life. How have they changed over time as well?
Well, you're getting, shall we say, less traditional. People are looking for more of a celebration of life, where you still have a religious factor, but you also have a lot of sharing of stories and memories of the loved one, and kind of focusing on their life and how they touched other people.
Well, I also know that with the internet and online things, people can connect to somebody who passes, even if they can't make it to the ceremony or be a part of it. They can still give those last, memories or share. And it kind of, that perpetuates even beyond the time when, which normally would have been, as you say, maybe a three-day visitation and burial. And then it kind of is the end of it. This sometimes is everlasting in a sense.
Absolutely. You know, if you visit our website, BognerFamilyFuneralHome.com, you'll notice there's online memorials where for each person that we serve, we will post an online memorial. And it's not only your typical information you'd see on an obituary, but also it evolves. People, friends, family, anybody can post pictures, they can post videos, they can post messages, and it really becomes a living memorial. And that is up there indefinitely. So maybe it's been 2 or 3 months and you realize, oh my gosh, so-and-so passed away. I never got, didn't get the paper, I didn't notice, or, you know, I'm terrible, I wish I would have expressed my condolences. You still can. You can still go to the website. You can still express your condolences to the family there. And it evolves.
You have something coming up with Community Cares. Tell us
about that. Thank you for mentioning that. I'm a trustee of North Ridgeville Community Care, which is a local nonprofit, 501c3. And we provide food, clothing, shelter for the most needy in our community. And our Community Care has been around for a long, long time. But we have our ninth annual Soup for the Spirit event coming up. And I'd like to mention that it's going to be on Saturday, February 25th. At Tom's Country Place, and it's a great, elegant event. So if you're getting a little stir crazy going through the winter here, and you want to get a Saturday night out, and it's a very nice evening with raffles and sideboards and entertainment. The North Ridgeville Show Choir, North Ridgeville High School Show Choir, will be our entertainment that night. And it's always a great event and a lot of prizes. So please. Feel free to come, or you can reach out to the center, North Ridgeville Community Care, and get tickets. Or, you know, I have tickets right here at the funeral home, so you feel free to stop in, and I can make those available to you. Or you can even go to the website for North Ridgeville Community Care, which is, of course, www.nrcomcare.org.
Tell us a little bit about the good work Community Cares does in the community.
You know, it truly amazes me how many people were able to serve on such a small budget. We have a lot of volunteers at North Ridgeville Community Care to assist, and it's headed up by June Yost, who is our executive director, and she's been there from the start, and she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. And she assists families when if they're faced with a difficult time, maybe a job change, or they're just in. You know how families can a lot of us live, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and all of a sudden we've got an emergency. Well, you can reach out to North Ridgeville Community Care, and June will do a little interview with the folks and see what their needs are, and then see what we can do to help. And they provide, if the family needs clothing, we got a store right there. They can go in free of charge and pick out what they need. If they need food, then we provide the food, and it's ongoing. So depending on their needs, sometimes they can stop in several times a month. Other times it's just once a month, depending on what their needs are.
That sounds wonderful. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, David Bogner with Bogner Family Funeral Home and Cremation Service in North Ridgeville. Again, you can visit BognerFamilyFuneralHome.com. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Thank you, Craig.